Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Beach Church Podcast. This is the podcast for Sunday, January 29th, the year of our Lord, 2023. And this is the fourth Sunday after the Epiphany. It's a joy to welcome you here. It's good to be together. No matter where or when you've found your way here to the podcast, I pray that this will be a time for us to gather in worship and prayer, in song and in silence, to focus our minds, to orient our lives toward the kingdom of the heavens. And our practice here is to begin by celebrating the gift of life, and that is to take in the breath of life. And as we take in the breath and let the breath out, we are just reminded about how precious each breath is. And as we breathe, we turn our face toward the heavens, bring to mind the people and the places and the things that bring you joy, that might just make you smile. Give thanks to God for all of it. And in this posture, we begin together in worship. Please join with me in the opening prayer as printed in your bulletin. You can find the bulletin in the same place where you found today's podcast. Just over, follow that line over to the right and tap on the notes tab and the bulletin will come up for you. Let's begin. God, our deliverer, you walk with the meek and the poor, the compassionate and those who mourn, and you call us to walk humbly with you. When we are foolish, be our wisdom. When we are weak, be our strength, that as we learn to do justice and to love mercy, your rule may come as a blessing. Amen. Friends, our scripture reading comes from Matthew's Gospel in the fifth chapter, verses 1 through 12. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the word of God for the people of God, and we give thanks to God for it. Holy One, we give you thanks for the gift of this, your good word, alive and among us. We pray for inspiration and wisdom, vision. And we ask that you would save us from misinterpretation and distraction. We pray all of this in your holy name and say, Amen. A friend of mine sent me an article from the Catholic News Service this week. I'll just read you the opening sentence. Lengthy, abstract homilies are a, quote, disaster. So preaching should be limited to 10 minutes, Pope Francis said. Well, I am not Roman Catholic, but I will try to be in compliance with the counsel of Francis. The Holy Father makes a good point that sometimes we can get ourselves mired in questions of theology and philosophy and be so filled with the richness of the text, we fail sometimes to get to the point. Today's text, these familiar Beatitudes, can be a place where that happens to us. And so I want to focus just in a very specific way on the text and the context. Jesus has been doing that thing that he does in public ministry, the preaching and the teaching and the healing. Last week, at the end of chapter 4, we encountered Jesus calling disciples, James and John and the others. And Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. So his fame spread throughout all Syria. And they brought to him all the sick, those who were afflicted with various diseases and pains, demoniacs, epileptics, paralytics, and he cured them. And great crowds followed him from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. Remember early on in these series of sermons after the Epiphany, we talked about paying attention. We need to pay attention to these healings. In the midst of darkness, this land that knew deep darkness and suffering, light has come. And in the presence of this light, healing happens. People's minds are made right. They're refocused and recentered. Fevers are cooled. Diseases are cured. Hope returns among folks who have become hopeless. And of course, crowds form. The word is out. Anyone with any kind of an affliction or problem, which was probably everyone had someone in their lives that needed what Jesus was offering. So when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak, and this is the beginning of this beautiful sermon, this lovely talk that he gives. He began to speak, and he taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Now, we could go line by line, but then very quickly I would be over time. I would pass by my 10-minute limit. But if we pay attention, and we read the text in context. We read this text in response to this outflowing of healing miracle that's just happened. In this land that has known deep darkness, in this land that still bears the scars, the ancient scars at this point, of exile, of captivity, of occupation. And in the midst of all of this kind of affliction, mental illness, physical affliction, poverty and suffering, in comes the rabbi. Stomachs are filled. Fevers are cooled. Again, the healing takes place. And he stops and he pauses and he says, in a sense, I believe, now pay attention. Pay attention to the meaning of the miracles, to the source of the healing. Because it's standing right in front of you. The poor among you, you've been blessed in my presence. Those who mourn, you're in my presence. Happy are you when you are in my presence. Happy are the poor when they're in the presence of Jesus. And those who are meek, here I am. How does it look as the story plays out? See my wounds, touch my scars. Blessed are you because you've seen me and you've touched me. And while the hardship and the difficulty of the world keeps pressing down, you are now connected to a truth and a power and a reality that transcends the earthly understanding of what it means to be blessed, the earthly understanding of what it means to be happy, that even in the midst of these various states of being and living, the grace of God through the person of Jesus Christ is present. I think that's a very important way and an inspiring way for us to engage the Beatitudes. There are other ways for us to go through them line by line and be convicted by how they counteract our natural disposition to the world. But Matthew's telling us a story. And in the context of the story, he doesn't pause and say, now, specifically, especially those of you who have been through catechism and seminary, you'll catch this. No, he tells it to a people who he pulls into a story of healing and hope and grace and peace. And he says to them, I know your stomach is rumbling now, but trust that in the presence of Christ, all will be well. Trust, especially as we watch the story play out, when we gather in crowds like this, and we realize that the hour is getting late and we need to come up with enough food to feed everyone. When you bring it all into my presence, when you draw near to me, the blessings multiply. I believe ultimately it's about the healing, hope-filled presence of Jesus in our lives. It is about what we sometimes call the peace that passes understanding. You've met people like this, and you may be one of those people that even in the midst of your poverty, even in the midst of your affliction, even in the midst of circumstances that press in on you, you have a way about you, a way of carrying yourself, a mysterious optimism. That's not false hope. It's not some kind of denial or unhealthy attitude toward reality. It is a blessed assurance that everything, every little thing is going to be okay when we sit at the feet of our rabbi and we receive the blessings that he has for us. It's mysterious, beautiful, hope-filled, happy, good news. And it is for all of us, all that will come and listen. And to this good news I say, Amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you and we pray. We come to you in our poverty. We come to you in our mourning. We come to you in our meekness and in our hunger, our physical hunger and our hunger for righteousness. We come and we seek to be merciful people. We pray, O God, to be people of a pure heart, a peaceful people. We pray, O God, that we'd be able to stand with the generations before, those who have gone before us and preserved our faith, those who have been persecuted for righteousness' sake. And help us to find assurance in the promises of heaven. Help us to endure the critics, the scoffers, for we know we stand in your truth. All of this is to say, O God, thank you for loving us, even in the places that we've been unlovable. Your grace is a gift that endures forever. God, we pray for this good world, this world that you have created. And we pray for those who make big decisions, those who find themselves of power and influence. Come to them, O God. Show them the responsibility of their position. Convict them, I pray. Prepare for them a way. Show them a way, a more excellent way. And I pray, O God, for all the faces in all the crowds that gather at your feet to hear your word, seeking your healing touch, your blessing. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Anoint us, bless us, guide us, and protect us all. And we come here to this moment, O God, each one of us with joys and concerns that fill our hearts. And we just pray to you, hear us. As we unfold this list before you, O God, we make quiet space. We hand you this list and we faithfully sit still and listen for your voice. We break our silence. And we celebrate the gifts of our faith. The gift of word, song and silence and prayer. And specifically this prayer that goes by your name. Hear us, Father, as we say together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you.
Friends, as we move on from this time together, I pray that you'll take some time today to review this reading, Matthew 5, 1 through 12. Try to read it with fresh eyes. Try to imagine yourself within a crowd of people, sitting among a crowd of people, many of whom have just experienced miraculous healing. The anticipation, the joy, the present reality of God with us. And in that spirit, be blessed by our God, whom we know in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, who blesses you and bids you peace. Go in peace. Amen.